Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, my co-host Barbara should be on here soon, and we have Dale Shear here. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am, Johnny.
You know, this is interesting. I've had an interesting day. I made a Facebook post today about
Tell me all about it. I want to hear.
Yeah, see, I'm going to try to make a website that has a membership-only section, okay? And the reason I'm wanting to do that is because if I do that, it'll help people monetize the internet TV channels that I give them. Does that make sense?
Give me a for instance.
Okay, let's say that you have a channel, which I know you do. You could, Blythe could probably help you do this. You could put your channel and make it on a website, and then you, in order for people to access it, they would type in the password that they have. And so, in other words, you would sell, like, memberships. You understand what I'm saying?
Why would you want to make it so complicated?
I'm just talking about with some people that may want to do that. You know, some people that – I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying, like, I want to figure out how to do it so that I can help those people that want to do this, that want to, you know, to do something like that. You understand?
I would ask the people in general if they want that, because me, I would just want, I'm just like into this simple mode lately. I'm into logging on and going for it, and that's it. And then seeing what you have. I don't need to have a password.
What I would do for the entire network. I'm just saying that I want to know. I'm just telling you that that's what some people are doing, if they want to like put it on a website under a members only section. You know. And
if you want to do that, I don't see it being successful.
I'm not going to do that with all the channels. And I'm not. I mean, this is just something that I was just thinking about, you know, because some people may want to do that. I know, you know, that's why I tagged you in the post, was so that, you know, because I figured eventually you would, you know, you might want to give me your opinion on that.
Well, the thing is, I can't remember my passwords to begin with, you know.
Right, yeah.
I have so many passwords, it's ridiculous. And just like last week when you called me and you told me somebody was using my website and they were using my name and they were, you know, and it was basically you were basically telling me actually what they didn't. Oh, God, how do I say this? They were just wanted my people, you know,
right.
They didn't want anything else but my people. And what's so wild about that is later on in the day, I changed my password and I changed everything. So there's no way they could get in. I've had that happen before. And from what I understand, then people called me and, I mean, texted me and they were telling me, oh, I could fix your website and your password. And I knew right then and there. Da da da, and I told him to go take a hike.
And actually, also, it's funny that you talk about hackers because Barbara had a run-in with one. She actually told me that it was okay to tell you this, you know, before you came on. But you know, it's just sort of, it's a little bit, it's spooky because you know Barbara, as you know. Whenever she does a website, she really, really puts a lot of energy into it. And
I know.
You know, and what happened with her was, this is what I did. There was apparently someone hacked, and she'll probably be able to explain it better, but somebody put up a picture or something of somebody else that wasn't her. What a lot of people don't know is that you can actually do an image search to find out who the person is. And
That's interesting.
Yeah, and that's what we did.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but now with AI going about, it's going to be crazy. You know, it's just going to be insane because, you know, at least now what they're saying on TV is they'll show a commercial and they'll go, oh, this is done by AI.
Right.
So you know, what's happening with AI. But I feel like AI is going to take over a lot of things. I'm all for AI. I just feel that it's going to be a new wave of the future. And I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What?
Well, what I feel about it is it's kind of like the calculator to the math class. I mean, I think that it's something that we do use and we probably should use. But what you shouldn't do is do something on it and then say a human being did it. That is, I think,
that's
a
correct.
Bit, well, yeah, I mean,
but
like
those people, they'll get busted. I mean, just like you had all these TikTok and you had a Meta and everybody on TV having to apologize and, you know, for all the things they did bad. Well, eventually they'll catch them. They'll find a way to catch these people. But, I mean, I just think it's very interesting on the AI thing because I wished I knew which company to invest in. I heard Microsoft, but you had sent me AI, but the one you sent me was for an iPhone, so I couldn't get on it because
it's an app called Genie, and you can type something into it. You can actually say, do a scenario where this fictional character meets this fictional character. And it's just like there, it's amazing, you know, it'll write out a paragraph or,
I know what it does. I know what it does, Johnny, but you sent me, the one you sent me was for an Apple phone. It wasn't for my phone.
Hmm.
So I couldn't get on it.
Genie on the iPhone. I didn't know that. Or the app.
No, I don't have an iPhone. I have Android.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I was going to say it. Let me see.
I need it for an Android because what I need it, I meant to talk to you about this. I really need it because it can do a lot of things. You know, and it's very, very, very exciting, you know? So I feel real good about it. But I want to go with the Android one. That's the one I want.
Why do people prefer Androids to iPhones?
It's cheaper. B, it's so much easier to work. I mean, I get people that have iPhones, and like Barbara and other people, and they all have iPhones, and they don't know how to work them. There's so much information on an iPhone that 90% of the people don't know how to work it. Where an Android, you just pick it up and go boom, 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 and boy, you're there already, you know? It's simple. Like, I'll give you an idea. On my Android, I had a lot of ads, and I was ready to throw the phone across the room. I couldn't get rid of the ads. And then I realized that what AT&T taught me, which was, you know, when you have those kind of ads, go through all of your stuff, you know, that they give you and delete what you don't need. And I did that. I deleted so much that basically all I have is a phone. I have, you know, internet. I have the news. And that's it. You know, that's what I wanted. And I have no ads now. I mean, I was having ads pop up every second, you know. But now it's fine. But Android is just an easier operating system, that's all.
I gotcha.
Where an iPhone, every two minutes they change. I mean, it's like, oh, next week we have a new iPhone coming out. Oh, we have another new iPhone coming out. You don't hear that.
It updates all the time.
Yeah, it does. And when it updates, it screws up your whole system. You don't know what's going on.
I know.
You
got to
stop
everything. I mean,
so going back to your what you want to do on your website, I just would allow everybody to come in and promote the hell out of it, like what you're doing now, and I think that would be a lot more interesting.
I know. It would be. I just, I mean,
I
think
the people with passwords, like the people that want to use passwords, you're talking about 3,000 or 4,000 people that go onto these sites, so we don't have that kind of, people yet. So all I can say is make it simple as can be. I know you're real smart, you're real intelligent, and you like to go above and beyond, what you do. But people don't realize that simpleness nowadays is more what people want. They want things
easy
and very simple.
Because I have worked with the Apple before. I mean, the iMac, the Macintosh, and the PC. And the thing is that what the PC does is they always go like, okay, feature. But every time you add a feature, you need to be able to figure out how to use the feature. So it's more complicated.
Right. I don't even know what a feature. What is that, sir? Apple?
Yeah, this is a feature, like a feature. I'm saying that the PCs, they add the PC, the ones that are not Macintosh, the PCs.
Right. I have that.
Yeah, they add like features upon like crazy, but the Macintosh, there's not that many features, but it's a lot more simple. You understand?
Well, that may be on the Macintosh laptop, but it's not on the iPhone. All I know is that I have the I started off using Macintosh years ago, but I got basically down to what the kids use in high school. It's called the Chrome, and it just, there's no ads, no nothing, and it gets me exactly what I want. It'll give me all the information I want, and it does everything, but it's like the Chrome and the whole thing. It's a laptop, but it isn't, but it's made for kids at school that can use this thing, and it runs about $179, and my husband goes nuts because he likes a computer, but I said, hey, leave my Chrome top alone. I know where everything is. I'm fine.
Right.
Now,
let me ask you something. We have a caller. Would you like to take a caller?
Sure.
Okay. This is Cynthia. Cynthia, you're live on the air with Psyche Dale Share.
Hi,
Cynthia. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
Florida.
Oh, okay. And
North Florida. North Florida.
Mm-hmm. You know what? As crazy as this sounds, but I have a real hard time knowing where north, south, east, and west is. I mean, my husband can tell me 1,000 times, that's north, that's south. And at the end, I don't know where it is. So where is North Florida?
So I am about 45 minutes away from Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Don't know where that is either. I know the airport. I know Fort Lauderdale. I know
Panama City Beach.
Palm Beach. Yeah, I know Palm Beach. I love Florida, but the only thing I'm a little bit frightened.
It would be in between Tallahassee and Pensacola.
Okay,
kind
I got
of in
you.
The middle.
Now I have a good visual. that's okay. More on that round thing. That's more like where Johnny lives. Isn't it Johnny?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah, I figured it's right by him. I'll tell you this much, that Barbara's not on yet, and I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I'm at the West Coast right now in Nevada by Tahoe, and I can tell you right now, we're having, they're saying, the biggest storm of the century coming Sunday. And
wow. The
reason being, it's a Pineapple Express from Hawaii. They've been getting a lot of rain out there. And before, it was headed to San Diego, L.A., and all those places. Now it's going to hit the whole West Coast. So we're prepared. We're prepared. But, you know, snow blowers are out. Everything's out. And I love the snow. I love to watch it snow. But it'll be fun. It should be really fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, how can I help you, Sweetie?
Well, I would like to know what happened with my sister.
Okay, I can't do a whole reading. So
okay, that's fine.
I don't know how to answer that. I need for right now, for what we're doing, I need a specific question. Or
okay.
Did she die? Was she murdered? You know,
I don't know.
Is she?
That's what I would like.
In order for me to do that, I would need a picture of her, a recent picture, or however long ago you had it. If I were doing a reading on it, I would need pictures. I would need clothing. I would need a spot on the map where you last knew where she was, and that would all be sent to me, and then I could do a reading that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So do you have an? I'm sorry. I wish I could help you.
No.
Do you have another question?
Well, how do you feel about me going forward with my business?
Okay, what type of business?
I think it's taxi service.
Are you talking taxi, T-A-X-I?
Yeah.
Okay, but what's wrong with Uber and all the others?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I think it's better to be able to work for yourself, completely for yourself.
I see. So you would actually buy your own taxi and get the routes? Is that how that works?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I see you doing very well.
Thank you.
Would that be through a company? Or is that through your... Okay. Would they allow you to make funny things or cute things, you know, on your taxi?
Yeah.
I would do that. I also see that you would catch, are you allowed to go to the airport?
Yes.
I see the most money being made from the airport.
Okay.
And going toward the cruise ships. I would also make an exclusive package where you can promote the fact of cruise ships, that you would go to cruise ships and take people to the cruise ships, because that's very well needed.
Yes.
I know when I fly to Florida, and I know you're not near Miami or anything, but when I go to Miami and I want to go on a cruise, I'm always looking around for a ride, you know, and there's nobody out there promoting that, you know, say we go to the cruise ships, to the ships or whatever ship, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, whatever. I would make a sign somehow, somewhere, so people could see it to go.
Thank you.
And I think your business would go through the roof on that one.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Well, thank you. My question is to you, how, because of where you live near Johnny, how far are you from the cruise ships?
I'm not even sure. I'm not sure. That's something I would have to check into. I think probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't want.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want you to be too far.
Right. But then if that's what you're promoting, you know, then yeah, right.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're an hour away from a cruise ship or you're 2 hours. I mean, if it's two, then that won't work.
I would say probably, I'm thinking more probably around Tampa, Orlando, maybe even further. So I don't know. I would just have to check into it and see.
Yeah, you would. Mm-hmm. Just check into that.
Thank you.
If you could get that going somewhere or near going toward the cruise ship, fine. But I only know a little bit about Florida. And I would say with Florida itself, Johnny, do you have a clue from where you live, where the cruise ships are? Any cruise ships?
My huh? direction is not that good, to be honest. So,
yeah, neither is mine. We'll have her look that up.
I really do.
Anyway.
I would be guessing that it was probably further south.
Again, I don't know, south, north, east, west.
Yeah.
It's going toward, all right, how far are you from the Miami airport?
Oh, my goodness. I want to say probably, hold on, I'll tell you exactly. Let's see.
Or Fort Lauderdale. Now I'm real curious.
Okay, from Miami National Airport. I am almost 8 hours away.
That won't work. Okay. So you got to find out in your area, do you guys know of any cruise ships that go out from your area?
Right. Yeah, I don't.
And if that doesn't work, then it doesn't matter. All I know, the taxi is going to do very, very well. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening.
Sweetheart.
Nice talking to you.
Okay.
I wanted to say something, Dale. I wanted to wait until she got off the phone. You remember when I went to that Friday thing on Friday? And I went to the into that restaurant. Okay. Well,
yes.
What
TJ
happened
Friday,
was, in order to go there, I called Uber, and that lady that you just spoke to was the one that picked me up. I told her about the show. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
I told her about the
Hi,
show
Barbara.
On the way.
Hi.
And that's why she called her tonight. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Oh, good. You made friends with her? Oh.
Yeah. That was my Uber driver.
That's good. Good job.
Oh, that was cool.
Sweet.
Well, she could she could do great with her own taxi. I said, what's wrong with Uber? She said nothing. But most people nowadays call Uber or whatever, but the taxi service is still good. If I had a choice, I'd be taking taxis. So, Barbara, where'd you go? What happened? Oh,
okay. I am so sorry, you guys, because I don't like missing the entrance of our show, but I could not, after coming so far, get off the phone. I was on with AT&T because I've had that hacker, and I wanted to see if maybe they didn't shut down my previous phone that was stolen before, and maybe that person, because I had, remember those two lines on my cell phone that were the same phone number, and it was fishy to me because nobody knew what that was. And so they sent me to support. It took a long time to explain all this to these people and get supervisors and all that, but they made sure that if anybody ever tries to sign in besides me, that I have that extra layer of security, that they will be alerted. So I can rule it out, because when you have a hacker, you just don't know where they came from. Did they come from
usually,
my nine handles?
No, they're usually overseas. They usually
not,
come
that's
in.
That's not what I meant. Like, how did they get in? That's what I meant. Like, where did they get in? Did they get in through Life After Happiness, things I run there, Meta, my personal stuff? So I wanted to just rule it out. So, I mean, that took so long, but I was just at the finish line with them finishing it, and I couldn't go. I could not go. So I hope you understand.
That's all right. No, we're fine. Johnny and I were having a great conversation about a lot of other things. Richard had said that he was going to be on. He texted me or said yes, and then he's not on. So I presume he's sleeping again. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I've just about had it. But anyway, it's okay. Couple of things to talk about. Johnny, did you know that Punxsutawney Phil came out and said we would have it, we would be going into spring?
Spring weather.
Johnny?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, spring weather. I'm here.
Wow.
What about Barbara?
You're getting into spring weather? Good.
No, that you know the what do you call the critter, Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog.
Yes. Well, that's good.
Today's
but,
groundhog.
You know, right when you get tired of winter and getting being cold, it seems like another season comes. It's like God made it that way. So, but it's
that's
nice.
True.
I wanted to
but,
tell you something that I saw on the news in your neck of the woods, Dale.
Oh, what?
That
what?
The lady on the gondola at the ski resort who they turned it off before she was the last one to get off and they left her there overnight in it. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
No, that's never happened in history. So we're trying to figure it out ourselves because there's not a whole lot of information on it, except she was like the last person on the gondola. And it closes at 4 or something like that. And whoever let her on should not have let her on or they should have gone down with her. You know, she didn't have a cell phone. She wasn't wearing, you know, real warm clothes. The weather's been pretty nice here. I mean, the whole winter. So, I mean, you know, it's like 50, 60. So she was on the gondola and it stopped. And then she could see people skiing down, you know, skiing down. And it was amazing. She was screaming at the top of her lungs for them to try and help her or see her. And no one saw her. So then the next morning, she had to stay there all night. She almost froze to death. And the next morning, they got her out of there. I mean, she just walked off
cold,
and then.
How cold do you have to be to freeze to death? I just wanted to know that. That was a simple question.
Johnny, let me finish talking to Barbara, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry, Barbara. Where were we?
Well, I just was going to ask you, how cold do you have to be to actually get hypothermia or frostbitten toes and fingers?
I don't know about the temperature, but I do know our lake is so cold that if you fell in the lake, and even in the summer, it's scary. If you fell in the lake, you could freeze within 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. You know?
Body temperature drops dangerously low. Normal body temperature is around 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. Hypothermia happens as your body temperature falls below 95 degrees Fahrenheit or 35 degrees Celsius. It makes it hard for your heart, nervous system, and other organs to work normally. Without treatment, hypothermia leads to death. It's often caused by exposure to cold temperatures.
Okay.
And cold water.
Thanks, Alexa. Alexa, stop. Okay, so that answers.
Oh, that was cool. That was cool that you asked Alexa. I have Google.
I had it on mute, but then when it started to answer properly, I unmuted it. thanks for listening to that.
Yeah, cool.
Priscilla,
yeah, that was cool. Yeah, we learned, and but we've never had a case like that in Tahoe ever. We've been having a lot of strange things happen in Tahoe lately because of the fact of new people are moving in. They are chasing the older people out, the techie people, and they're putting up new restaurants, new this, new that. And it's become nothing what you ever, it's not the small town anymore. It's pretty sad. But anyway, people love it, and they still want to go up, but you got the richest of the rich of the rich of the rich going up. So that's what's happening there.
And there you are.
Oh, I was going to tell you, Barbara, I was going to tell you real quick. We're expecting a huge snowstorm that's supposed to come in this Sunday and Monday. Huge. And,
wow.
Yeah, so they're talking about it being like last year. So I got my snowblowers out, got everything ready, got all the food, got everything, because it's going to be, they're saying, insane. And it's coming from Hawaii. It's a Pineapple Express.
Oh, wow. That's going to be beautiful, but I'm glad you're prepared. Might be tough for some people.
Oh, always.
There's always somebody ends up getting hurt.
When you're living in the mountains, you're always prepared, trust me. And you know when to go to Costco. You know when to get the food. You know when to, there's one time, I have to tell you this real quick. There was one time my mother-in-law and father-in-law came up. My mother-in-law never saw such snow. And I kept telling my husband, I was grocery shopping. And he said, what are you doing? You bought $500 worth of food. I said, you watch. You watch. It's not funny. But what's going to happen is not going to be fun. And what happened was we got so snowed in, and it was so insane. People were knocking on our door to see if we had food because all the grocery stores were closed. None of the food trucks could come up, and it was totally insane. So I just looked at him and smiled.
That would be so horrible.
And
I mean, you might not starve to death, but you get really hungry.
Good.
Well, yeah, but if you really watch the news and listen, you know, you'd figure it out. But when you're living at, I was living at 7,300 feet. When you're living that high, it always snows, you know, so you're used to it.
That's so funny that a woman of that age never had seen snow. She was probably from Hawaii, right?
Yes. She'd never seen it. So we took her down on a sled. And we took her down, and we were having her go sleigh riding at our neighbor's house, and it was kind of fun. It's really fun. But
the
I was glad I had plenty of food
today. Yeah, it says it right on my computer.
Okay, so
you
ready to call now?
Yes.
Okay. Suzanne, you are live on the air with Psychic Del Cher.
Hello, my name is Suzanne.
Hi.
I just want to see if you see anything with jobs or love or anything.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Another one from Florida. Okay. Is this all Johnny's friends? Johnny?
What?
Are you Johnny's friend?
No.
Oh, okay. Because he's in Florida. That's why I asked him. Okay. It's been rough for you, very rough. You go to do something, and it turns the other way. There's no reason why you can't find a job. What type of work do you do?
Well, I had a teacher aid position, but at this point in my life, it was very hard. And
Say that again.
I had a teacher aid job when I came down here. I haven't been down here long. I had to get a job 5 days after I got here. I've been working since my 20s. I'm 63. I'd like to slow down a little, but I can't. and I'm trying to get something mm-hmm. part-time, but Florida is not cheap when you're not retired or sold your house to come down here.
Oh, I thought it was, but I guess
no,
it's going up in price. I guess
not
it's going up.
Yeah.
Have you considered moving?
Oh, heck no. I just got here in August from Long Island. No.
Oh, okay. I'm very familiar with Long Island. I was just going to ask you, I detect your back east accent big time. Number one, you're going. Can you get a full-time teacher's job?
I don't want one at 63. They work their butts off for little money.
I would take one and then somehow back down to part-time because you're not going to have a choice. They don't really want part-time people, you know, unless you're going to be a substitute teacher, which isn't fun. You know, I would still get a smaller school or a smaller something, and I would definitely take a full-time job because it won't be as bad as you think. Does that make any sense to you?
I think she got disconnected. But,
oh, wonderful.
Oh. Okay.
How about you handle it, Johnny?
All right. Do you want me to go to the next one?
Well, I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. Gianna, you're live on the air with Psychic Dales here.
Hi. This is Gianni from Detroit.
Hi, Gianni. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Fine. You're from Detroit. What is your question, sweetie?
My question is, kind of been stuck in a little slump for about 3 years.
You're what?
Been stuck in a
slump
of being stagnant.
I'm not understanding. Barbara, can you understand what he's saying?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
It's not you, I'm Barbara.
I mean,
damn. Might as well not do the show tonight. Okay, Barbara, can you understand what he's saying?
I think he's talking about he's saying he's in a slump, right?
Yeah, in a slump.
Well, I thought he said a swamp.
Oh.
Okay. You're in a slump.
Yeah.
What type of work do you do?
Well, I just started truck driving, but it's more of my mom passed a couple years ago, and at the same time, my girlfriend broke up, and it's just been kind of tough the last couple of years. I'm trying to figure out how.
Yeah, but. It's real simple. I'm sorry about your mother. Can you still get another truck driving job?
Well, yeah, that's not the problem. The job is good. Have a job, just got a job. It's good. It's just I don't know what, but my energy is low, and I'm just I feel like I'm kind of.
Well, the energy's low because you lost your mother. A lot of that has to do with that. And that just over time, time is a healer of all wounds. You are going to meet a new girl. She's darker in color, very nice, very pretty. You're going to meet her through friends. And she's going to go with you, I guess, on your runs if you go somewhere. But I do see you having a girlfriend and being involved. I see everything changing and it all being okay. It's just you're going to have to wait for that to happen.
How long?
Okay. I don't do time. I don't do time. But my feeling is within 6 months or less.
That sounds great.
Okay. You're going to be okay, honey, and God bless you, and I'm sorry about your mother. And
thank you.
To do some more positive things. Look at doing positive things. It's rough, but you know, it takes a while when you lose somebody. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
darling.
Sir.
Barbara?
Yes.
Can you put
yes.
out my phone number and everything, please?
Of course. Okay, everybody, get your pencil ready because I'm going to give you the direct line to Psychic Dale Scheer. It is 808-372-1816. And you can call her to book your private reading, which is a lot longer than just getting a few minutes here on the show. So we have a lot of our listeners that do that. It's been very advantageous for them. So she's there, and she is welcoming your text or your call. You can also find out more about Dale at her website, DaleScheer.com or DaleScheers.com. You can even type it wrong, and it'll still lead you to her website.
I know, Barbara, I needed to tell you this. Thank you. I'm starting to get into football because of Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Before,
a lot of people.
I wouldn't have
NFL.
Any. Yes, I wouldn't have anything to do with football or learning anything about it. But then I got to be a Swiftie. So, and I told my husband, I said, they're going to win that game. You know, the last game they had, Kansas, and he looked at me and goes, no, the other one's favored. I go, uh-uh. Because of Taylor, they're going to win. And I got all excited, so I started watching the glimpses of her and started to go on her website and read all about her, and it was fun. And then I was starting to really ask my husband questions about football and starting to learn a little bit, and I know you're into it. So what are you doing for Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm so into it. I'll just watch it with friends. I have a group of friends now here that I love to go watch it with, even at their home. It's fun because I think I enjoy football live, yes, but I can hardly even see what they're doing. I end up not even watching the game. So I like watching it on TV with the replays and all that, but I will be watching it.
And who do you want to win?
I do love Mahomes. He's so fun to watch. So I probably will go with that. And
well, what team is that?
Kansas
is that
City?
Kansas City?
Yeah.
And
Patrick
Yeah, I liked him watching him too. Actually, I'm on the 49ers area where everybody's hoping the 49ers win, but I have my reservations about that. I feel if Taylor makes it back in time from Japan and gets to see her boyfriend, I feel like I have a real good feeling about Kansas City. I'm not saying
you think
she brings it. Don't bet on it. Yes,
does she bring luck? Wow.
Yes, because she has a million people that are just rooting for her in general, and that goes over to her boyfriend, and then he plays better to improve himself to her. So I don't know. That's just my feeling.
Well, plus it's energy. That's millions and millions more people who are putting their energy on that side. So that is something, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Again, I'm a baseball fan, but I'm just now getting into football. But at the same token, it's at its end. So we'll see what happens.
Not argue with a psychic. He needs to learn. He should know better than to argue with a psychic.
He knows better. All I know is this, that I'm starting to get a big fan of hers and reading all about her and Kelsey and all that. And I know they're going to get married. I just know that.
They seem really happy. That's for sure.
Yeah, they do. They do, and she needs that. She needs it a lot.
Because,
I mean, everybody
after
else.
Those relationships that she's written songs about.
Yeah, they all couldn't handle her fame, but this guy can handle it because he's almost as famous, you know?
Yes, and also I do watch his podcast that he does with his brother, who was a former Eagles champion football player, and they would
well,
always
how do I
play
find the,
together.
How do I get into that podcast?
Okay, I'm just going to get the exact
his
name.
Brother in the Super
I'm going
Bowl
to get
the
exact name for the podcast for you, okay? What did Johnny say?
Can you, I don't know. Can you text it to me?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
it has to do with him saying last Super Bowl, he was playing against his brother.
Johnny, that's not helping me, sweetie.
Okay, last...
I need her to...
Name of it. We don't have to guess. I'm looking it up like a normal person would.
No, I mean, I'm not guessing. I'm just saying that the last year's Super Bowl, he was in it, but he was playing in both him and his brother were on separate teams. Is that true?
Yes.
I know, but that doesn't help me.
Oh, okay.
I know, but that doesn't help me, Johnny. I just wanted to text the name of the podcast, and I'll go into it.
Okay.
Yeah, just like I want you to text me on the AI on how I get into it. He's been texting me, and it's
okay.
Been through iPhone, not through Android, so I can't get on.
Well, I will text it to you, but it's called New Heights, and it's the two brothers, and they're entertaining, and Travis is very good-looking, and Jason... Okay, whoa. Yeah, Travis is the boyfriend, right?
Right.
Of Taylor. Okay.
Yes.
Jason is the brother's name. Okay. So, wow. They play against each other a lot, but they did not both go to the Super Bowl this time. But the mom, I wanted to tell you something funny. The mom of the boys, she's always in the stands, and she has a uniform that has one side
I know.
Eagles. Oh, isn't that cute?
Hello, Richard.
That is darling. She's... I don't know what you're talking about. Okay,
hello,
where are we at?
We don't
Johnny,
have any
what
calls.
Are you doing?
I'm
okay,
saying
well,
that Richard
whatever.
Just came on.
Good for him. Okay. So, Barbara, you and I should keep talking then for a bit. Barbara?
Okay, my dad is coming. My dad is coming. He surprised us. And you know what? I feel good about it, finally, you guys, because you know that I purged all my junk, so it's a nice place now. And it's going to be very nice for him.
Oh, God, that just reminded me. I was selling a chair. The guy was supposed to come pick it up at 4 o'clock, and I don't know if... My husband, I think he put it, whatever. I'll find out, you know, if he put it out there.
Okay.
Anyway, no, but I really got into this last football game. I watched it from beginning to end, and I really enjoyed it. And it's just, I feel really sorry for her. I mean, she may have all the money in the world and all the fans in the world, but... She wants the love so badly, and she's turning 34. You know, and after that, it's baby time's going to be over really soon.
What
is anybody listening to?
Well, I because
having
I'm
a baby,
but I didn't get it, the last part.
Getting pregnant.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well,
you know,
Johnny,
she,
are you listening too?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
I don't know who's listening.
Richard's here, by the way, just so you know. Is
oh,
there Richard?
We heard you three times.
Okay. Aloha.
We heard you. Anyway, so where were we? So, Johnny? Hello?
Yes.
Johnny?
I'm here. Yes.
We're pretty much at the end, so could we cut it short, please? I mean, there's no callers, no nothing. I don't know what you've been doing.
I have one question, though, first, Dale. Okay, so
yeah.
You said that somebody in my life was going to die who is older, which we determined is 60, around 60s or the 70s, and I can't get this out of my mind, who this is.
What?
Who's going to die? Is it my neighbor?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, last show you did a reading on me, and you said somebody in my life who's older is going to die, and I'm going to be very shocked.
I don't use the word die. I might have said pass on,
okay. But
I don't use the word die.
And you said it's not going to be my dad, and I was fine with hearing.
Oh, that
I'm
I remember.
Fine with it, but I wondered if you have no more about it.
I don't know. I have Barbara. I don't know. I have no idea. When I do a reading, I take myself out of it, and I don't remember. And, you know, what can I say? I don't remember, so I'm sorry. Okay?
I just thought, well, don't worry about it.
It doesn't really affect you, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
What affects me is we are getting ready for this major snowstorm that's coming in from Hawaii, the Pineapple Express, and they're talking about 28 feet of snow at the North Shore and Donner Pass. And Lake Tahoe, they're talking about lake level 8 to 12 feet, and they're talking just about sea level 6 to 8. You know, so we've been getting ready for that.
Well, I know, and you've got all your snow stuff ready, and it's going to be fun. It rained here. You guys, it's so funny that I had two people from other states call me to warn me that the rain was coming. And it just rained like a normal day. I know, Dale. Is that so silly? It's like big
well,
news
same
to
thing.
Them that they have to tell me.
All right. Same thing. I've been going to Curves almost every day. The last 3 days I've been going to Curves because I can't go to the swimming pool because of the dermatology thing. So I've been going to Curves, and the weather's been beautiful. It's been 50, 60. It's been gorgeous. And just now they're saying we have one more day of good weather, which is tomorrow. And if you have to get anything done, do it tomorrow. And then the next one is Sunday is when the storm's supposed to hit.
Okay, well, I'm going to be thinking about it. I may just check in on you.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be really good to check in on me and see if I'm still alive. What can I tell you? But we do have a snowblower now, so we're all right. We got that fixed, and everything else is fine, and we're all good.
It's an adventure.
It's an adventure, yeah. Everything's an adventure lately. But, Johnny,
I was
can
so
you send me?
When it was going to rain. I was so excited that everybody's warning me about this big rain. It just rained normally, and I like to lay in bed and hear the raindrops. I love it. But it was just normal.
So do I.
Yeah.
Well, I have, if you look on Roku, they have a news station that it'll give you, if you put up all the locations, every city. So I've been going into San Francisco. I've been going into Los Angeles. This storm is supposed to be worse than San Diego storm. And then it'll move down toward the other areas. But anyway, Barbara, you want to do the shout-out? Because I'd like to get some meat, okay?
Okay, everybody. Well, thank you, Dale, for helping people, the callers. Hope everybody had a great time calling in and getting their mini reading. But don't forget, I'm going to give you Dale's phone number right now. All week long, she's available. You can book your private session with her.
This is a pending service interruption warning from Spectrum for the account belonging to
interrupted
Barbara Moore.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that
Barbara,
was.
Barbara, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard something like about that, too.
Barbara,
was,
did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't know. She got disconnected. I don't know if she heard it.
That's weird, Johnny.
How far along? Okay. Okay, she said
I would. That's all right. Johnny, text her. Tell her what's going on.
Spectrum she knows.
Came,
she knows.
Huh?
She knows.
What? Oh,
her
okay.
phone is just the
all
begin.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Okay, no big thing. No big thing. I don't want callers. It's okay. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you soon. Good night, everyone. Good night, Richard. Good night.
Good night. Aloha.